Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and your everyday garden fanatic, garden nerd, garden geek. I love plants. I love talking about them. I love helping people with their gardening questions. And if you'd like to have your gardening question answered, you can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680, like Beverly just did, and so many good people then this morning did as well. Good morning, Lizzie. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thank you to our listeners. Be sure you guys text in to 23680 with your name and location and then a brief question.
We have had a great first hour. We talked about all the damage that we've seen in the landscape, and we had Brooke Moffis, the Lake County Commercial Horticultural Agent, come, and she answered a lot of great questions on how to recover. So if you missed that, you want to go back to the very first hour, and you can go to betterlawns.com, our website. But let's go ahead and, you know, hear from John Denver, and we're going to have the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And the dirty word of the day comes to us from Ann Nero on Facebook. She posted some really creepy pictures of her tomatoes, and I thought it was just perfect for Halloween and getting into that, kind of mindset of creepy, but it's not so creepy. The word of the day is vippery. And vippery, have you ever, Lizzie, ever cut open a tomato or had a tomato on your counter and it started to sprout little green things coming out of it?
Yes.
Or you cut it open and there's a lot of green, kind of leaves inside?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's called vivipary. And what it is Latin for live birth. It's a term for plants that begin growing while still inside or attached to the mother plant. It's very common in certain varieties of tomatoes, peppers, apples, pears, and even some citrus. And so the tomato is usually an older one that's been sitting around on the counter for a long time, and it's been warm. And what happens is the hormones controlling the seed dormancy is exhausted. There is no more of this hormone controlling it, and it lets the seed grow in the moist environment inside the fruit. And so it's perfect for germinating seed. So if the tomato were left uncut in these warm conditions, the new plant would sprout and eventually poke through the skin of the now decomposing tomato. So these new plants can be potted up and grow a tomato plant. I just never thought about doing that. Mm-hmm. But you could cut up each one of these little slices and plant them in a pot, and it would produce another tomato. So it would not be a clone of the mother plant. It sounds so alien, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
And because it grows from seed that has to be pollinated by another tomato flower, and it introducing new parent genes into the seed that will produce the new plant. So the tomatoes are entirely edible and quite possibly very delicious. So you want to check that out. If you see it, don't be afraid of it. Many other plants do this. Most seed-bearing fruits produce a hormone that suppresses germination until the fruit or the parent plant dies. And at this stage, the hormone will just kind of dissipate and go, it just stops working. And so some of the species that lack this, then they can develop, like I said, into corn, tomatoes, strawberries, peppers, pears, citrus fruits, and plants that grow in the mangrove environments, the wetland habitats, the shoreline of mangroves. Mangroves will go through vivipary. So that was a great dirty word of the day. And I appreciate Ann Nemo. I'm going to be posting her pictures of her tomatoes that are sprouting other tomatoes.
Yes, thank you for that, because I didn't know that your tomato could get pregnant. And then I didn't know that produce could get, like, I don't know, parent tired and be like, fine, just take over. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, that hormone stops working and they said, okay, you know, we'll just start producing other fruits.
It's like having that last child and you're just like, ugh, just don't die. So I can still claim you on your taxes, live, you'll be all right.
Exactly. And so I just love that. But I never really thought about replanting them. So it's a good way to get, you know, 10, 20 other new tomato plants. And so I just never realized that.
I wouldn't have either. What I would have thought of is, ooh, let me just throw it away, because it's not, I mean, because you think in my mind, because I'm not a horticulturist, but I think, oh, the seeds are still wet. Yeah, they started to produce, but they need to be dry to produce. So I would have just thrown it out. So, but now, right, now
yeah,
we know.
Now we know. And so it's so many. I've seen it happen in strawberries and tomatoes. I've never seen it happen in peppers, but I have cut open peppers and they
had a bell pepper inside of it.
It had a little one inside.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. So it just that's wonderful. So if you have a text message you would like us to talk about your gardening issue, you can text Lizzie and I at 23680, or you can call 1-888-455-2967. We have Carol J. Michael. She will be coming up next. She's the award-winning author of 5 books of humorous gardening and anecdotal gardening essays and a children's book. And so we're really pleased to have her on. I can't wait to talk to her again. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Why do we have to be told not to repay evil for evil? Because revenge is our gut instinct. You wrong me, I wrong you. You hurt me, I hurt you. You cause me pain, I'm done with you. But God says, wait. You can't fight sin with sin. Even when it feels justified or fair to respond to evil with evil, the only winner is evil. A suggestion. Choose a different way, an honorable way. Make the choice not to retaliate or hold a grudge, but to forgive. Now, sometimes people will not want to reconcile or acknowledge the pain they have caused. If you wait for them to make amends, you might be waiting for your entire life. Yet we're called to forgive regardless of how they respond to the wrong they've done to us. This is what we see in Jesus on the cross. He teaches us to forgive others as he has forgiven us when we don't deserve it. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click television to watch our TV spots. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $5.
$500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Carol J. Michael is joining us. She is the award-winning author of 6 books of humorous and helpful gardening essays and 1 children's book. With degrees in horticulture and computer technology, blend those two together, right? And she spent over 3 decades making a living in healthcare while making a life in her garden. Her awards have come from so many industries: GardenCom, GardenCom Communicators International, National Federation of Press Women, and the National Society of Newspaper Columnists. Michael is also the keeper of the world's largest hoe collection, and her library is a sanctuary for old gardening books. So in between her own gardening and writing, she records a weekly podcast, The Garden Evangelist, with wonderful Dee Nash. More of Carol's works are scheduled for publication in the roaring 2020s, and she's joining us this morning. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I am good.
I am so pleased you're here this morning with me. What is the weather like right now in your Indiana garden?
So in my Indiana garden, you have called me on the morning of our first frost of the fall.
Wow. You know, they called for frost warnings in Massachusetts, too, as well. So it definitely is here. So when you say frost warnings, what kind of temperatures are you talking about, daytime temperatures?
So the frost, right now it's 37 degrees. But we could easily bounce up into the 70s in the afternoons. But this isn't the killing frost, as they say. This is just the one that warns you that it's not going to stay warm much longer.
I can appreciate that. We just had Hurricane Ian come through the state of Florida. And with Halloween coming up, we are not going to see a lot of trick-or-treating in some areas of Florida. And I just think traditions and you're kind of keeping that Halloween spirit alive. What is your thoughts on Halloween in your area?
So Halloween, when I was a kid, and that's decades ago, that was a really big deal. I feel like it's less of a big deal now, and kids, rather than going door to door, will often go to what they call trunk or treat at a church or someplace where, you know, they kind of know who's there and what candy they're getting, which I think that's a marvelous tradition.
Mm-hmm. And so you have children, and how many grandchildren do you have?
So I have no grandchildren or children. I have nieces and nephews, and I have 5 great nieces and nephews.
Wow. That's wonderful. And so as a gardener Grammy, I look for ways to encourage my children and grandchildren to garden. And so I absolutely loved your first children's book, and that was called The Tale of the Christmas Cottontail. And it's just so cute and it's wonderful. Lizzie, what did you think of it?
Loved it.
And so it's just a wonderful book. But now you followed up with another holiday tradition and you have written The Halloween Hare. So tell us about The Halloween Hare.
So The Halloween Hare is a relative of the Christmas Cottontail. And he was jealous because the Christmas Cottontail has a great tradition that he follows. And so he made up his own tradition for Halloween. So he gets up on Halloween and goes out to all the gardens, and he is looking for leftover Easter candy. And if he doesn't find it, he likes to create a little mischief in the garden before he goes on to the next garden. So I tell people, you know, if you don't want the Halloween hare to make your garden a bit of a mess, you want to throw a few pieces of candy out there for him to find.
And so I just love it. And I tell you, the story is so sweet. It's for gardeners of all ages. And the illustrations are sweet as well. Who does the illustrations for your books?
So the illustrations are done actually by one of my nephews. And he's a graphic artist by training. And I had approached him for the Christmas Cottontail. And his daughter, I think, was two at the time. And I said, just draw like, you know, she's two, three, four drawings. And so he did that. And I loved it. And I think she's nine now. So Halloween Hare, he did come through and did that one for me too. So it's a family project, I guess you could call it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you've written so many great little books and they're all little vignettes. Tell us about your gardening series and what makes them special for you.
So of course they're special to me because I wrote them. But
well, I know that. But
so I wrote five books of, I call them humorous garden essays and as you said, anecdotes. And it just came from, I love reading. I am a lifelong reader. Tell Lizzie, the library is my second home after my garden.
Aww.
And, you know, just going and buying, getting piles of books from the library. I love reading all the stories. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to write the children's story, because I think, you know, if you can give kids something that of imagination, that is a wonderful thing.
It is. And the stories, again, are so sweet. And they're not large books. They're easy to give as stocking stuffers. And so I love that. Now, the themes of these books, what would you call the themes?
So the themes of my garden essay books, I would just call them, each one kind of has a different theme as to when I wrote it. Potted and Pruned was my first one, and I just collected a lot of the best stuff that I had written on my blog, which I'd written on since I think 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And then Homegrown and Handpicked, I kind of went the traditional month by month in the garden. And then there's Seeded and Sodded, because I thought I had more to say from my first book, which is Potted and Pruned. And then Creatures and Critters, I made that one more about all the animals and things that you would find in a garden, even including elephants and dinosaurs. And then the last one, Digging and Delighted, is more of a, you know, I would like to teach you how to garden in a sort of a lighthearted way. So here's like the 30 things you should know, and then you're good to go no matter what your climate is.
I'm telling you, it's my favorite one. And I have all of your books, and they're just tremendous. They're, like I said, they make a nice gift for someone who likes to read, that's a gardener, or even just someone who wants just a simple and relaxed way to enjoy being outside. And it just, it really brings them to life. And so now you're gardening, you're going to get your first chill. So you've already been through fall. What is your fall garden like up there in Indiana?
Well, we're just on the cusp of fall. The trees are just starting to turn. The early trees are turning. We have a lot of leaf color to come yet. I have radishes in my garden. It's the only thing that I'm picking to eat right now. And figs. I grow figs in Indiana, which surprises people.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to see what this frost did to the figs.
Okay.
Sometimes that's the end of them, but we'll see.
Okay. And do you like the cabbages and fall greens in your garden?
Well, yes, I would like those. And I laughed because I planted some cabbages this fall, and I thought, you know, I will do cabbages. And then I didn't pay attention, and the cabbage butterflies laid their eggs, and the little green worms just decimated them. And I thought, oh, life's too short to mess around with this, so I had to pull them. I'll admit it.
You know, people, I tell people, you know, gardeners and special master gardeners and horticulturists, you know, our plants die too as well. We just know why they died.
Exactly.
And so we go through the same heartaches and everything too as well. And so I certainly appreciate that. And so then when a winter comes, when will you get your first snowfall?
So we can get snow sometime in November. We might get a snowfall. And, you know, people laugh because they have all those ways of predicting the weather. So they look at woolly worms to see how they're colored. And if there's certain colorations, we'll get a lot of winter. And some people crack open the persimmon seeds and they look to see what the shape of the seed is. Is it a knife, which means icy? A fork means fluffy snow. A spoon means heavy snow. So I have no idea what to predict on that.
Well, let me get back to the Halloween hair. Tell people how they can get both of your books. They need both of them. So the Halloween hair and the tale of the Christmas Cottontail, which is just wonderful. It's every grandchild should have one. And I know it's going to be a great tradition to start for Halloween is to read the Halloween hair. How can people get them?
So right now people can get the Halloween hair from bookshop.org, which supports independent bookstores. So I tell people go there first or just go into a bookstore. They can order it. You can also get it on Amazon, of course. And then within a week or so, I should have some for sale on my website, which is caroljmichael.com.
And then you can just, you'll mail it right to them and they can have it in time for Halloween.
Yes, and I will put out warnings when I think that I cannot get it to somebody by Halloween.
Okay, super duper. I certainly appreciate it. Carol, thank you for letting me talk about your book. I so enjoy them. And, you know, you just can't find a lot of good children's books nowadays. And
this is true.
About gardening. And so I love that you're just taking this, it's very sweet stories and putting them out there and publishing them. So I'm going to get one for every one of my grandchildren's libraries. So thank you so much, Carol, for coming on. I'm going to say again, this needs to be a TV special, just like the Peanut Show coming on every year. Halloween hair and the tale of the Christmas Cottontail. Thank you so much, Carol, for coming on.
Thanks, Teresa. I love coming on your show.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in the new year. Take care. Happy Halloween. And Carol, if you would like to look for her website, Carol J. Michael, it's caroljmichael.com. And she has her blog, which is called maydreamsgarden.com. Maydreamsgarden.com, all one word. And you can order her books from her site or bookshop.org. And it's a great way to, you know, to put a little reading back into the children's lives.
Exactly.
Donate one to your local library. And that would be a really good thing to do.
Yes, that would be great. And, you know, and ask them, you know, whenever you are donating it, say, would you mind putting this on your shelf? Because some libraries are limited and they're not able to put books that are just given to the library. So you can do that, or maybe you could purchase one and then maybe donate it as like a gift for them to give away as maybe a prize or something.
I think that's wonderful. So we are going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to get on board to call or text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS, 888-455-2967, or text 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell one person, and we would so appreciate it, Lizzie and I. Tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. If you missed any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com or on audioboom.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon even. And you can find our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, and I will link to our shows during the day. Let's go to Jim in Palm Bay. Good morning, Jim. How can I help you?
Hi, Teresa. I hate to contradict you because I love your show. You're wonderful.
Okay, contradict me.
You said something about don't grow grass underneath oak trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the most, I have St. Augustine grass, and I have three big oak trees. It gets filtered sun through there, but the grass is the best grass. I got a triple lot.
Okay.
That's the very best grass that I have is under those oak trees.
Well, you know, it's kind of like medicine. Horticulture is kind of like medicine in that, you know, this is what is recommended or this is what happens. And then there's that one anomaly that says, you know, that you can do it. And I have seen grass grow underneath oak trees. I have one client that's got a beautiful estate. But are your oak trees really far apart?
No, actually, they're relative, kind of close together. They're probably 15 or 20 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of them.
And how old or how tall are your oak trees?
Oh, they got to be, I mean, I've been here for 20 years, and they were big when I got here. I don't know, 40 years old or something.
Right.
But they've been pruned somewhat, you know, like I say, filtered sun gets through there.
Mm-hmm. That's what helps, because filtered sun is the key there. So it is getting some sunlight.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the key. And I have seen it happen, and it does happen. But generally, overall, you know, grass doesn't do well underneath oak trees because they have surface roots.
I know. I've seen that too, Teresa, in other places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't grow, period.
Right.
But,
so,
I have a trip a lot, and the rest of the place, wherever, the rest of my yard is. The other thing I want to say about it is. It helps to keep the weeds out too.
It does. Yes, it does. Well, you're very fortunate, Jim. I certainly do appreciate it. It does happen, but as a general rule, we don't necessarily recommend it. Okay. So, but I know what you're talking about, and I have a client that has beautiful oak trees, and there is, you know, tree going. It's just the filtered light. You're getting more light than what most people get in the shade, and so that works for you.
Because I have seen what you mentioned about the, you know, grass not growing under there. It looks pretty bad too when it's like that.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I'm glad you called and contradicted me. I certainly appreciate it. Let's go to Doug in Tallahassee. Good morning, Doug. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. I planted a fall garden for the first time, and I have pumpkins, watermelon, and pumpkins and watermelons, but I have no fruit.
You have no fruit yet. How long have they been in the ground?
Since the second week in August.
Okay. And are you fertilizing them?
Just with a general fertilizer, nothing special. I was wondering, is there something I can put on them, or is it too late for them to start making fruit?
Yeah, it's kind of a little too late to get them to start making fruit. Usually we plant watermelons in the late spring so that they're growing through summertime.
Ooh.
Okay, so you probably started cantaloupes in the watermelons a little too late, especially if they didn't get any flowers on them. So I would try again next year.
And also I had the same problem with my spring garden With my zucchinis. They have flowers all over them, but no zucchinis.
Okay.
I was just wondering, do I need bees? Is it because I never see any bees. Is that it?
Yeah, it is. It could be a big reason why you're not getting pollination, is that you don't have any bees. Do you spray your yard?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. And so,
besides at all.
Okay. So, is it out in the open where it gets wind, or or is it in between houses? Is it? I mean, describe your gardening area to me.
Well, it's a little strip where the sun comes up in the morning, and goes down in the evening. So it's in a little strip where I can get the most sun possible, but I have trees, like the gentleman before me was saying, filtered sunlight.
Uh-huh.
And I know I got to get rid of some scrubby trees I got around there.
Okay, well, that may be a good indication of why you're not getting flowers, is you're not getting enough sunlight in it. You're probably getting a lot of sunlight at noontime if the trees are not overhead. Are the trees overhead directly at noon?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. You might just not have getting enough sunlight.
It gets light on one end, and then it gets light on the other end. You know?
Yeah. It just may not be getting enough sunlight, but I would try your watermelons and your cantaloupes next spring and see if you can, get rid of some of the trees. If you got some scrubby ones that you want to take down, get more sunlight in there. Okay.
Yeah. It's a work in progress. My 4-year-old grandson got me into doing it. So
okay. Well,
I gotta produce something for him. He's getting discouraged.
Well, you can try growing tomatoes right now, and then also all of your leafy vegetables, your lettuces and things will do better in a little bit of filtered sight, or will grow in a little bit of filtered light. So you can try those, and you'll get them right up. And this is a good time of the year to plant them.
I have one quick question. I was thinking if I took a Q-tip and rubbed inside the flower and then went to the other plant and rubbed inside the flower, would that be kind of like the pollinator?
Yes, it would. Great question, Doug. We got to run. We're on a hard break here. We're going to be back with more of your phone calls, 888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
How is your car payment treating you?
What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to the phone lines. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Jim in Dade City. Good morning, Jim. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
I hope you can. I know something happened to my phone.
Okay, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I got a friend gave me a citrus tree 4 or 5 years ago. It's a orange grapefruit tree. And I've had now it's probably got a 2.5-inch caliper, about a 4-inch canopy, and it's probably about 6.5 feet tall, and I have never had a bloom on it. What have I got, a weird plant?
No, not necessarily. So let me talk about it. Is it in full sun?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how often do you fertilize it?
April, June, and September.
What do you fertilize with?
Triple 10.
Okay, that should do it. And you've never seen any flowers on it at all?
No, ma'am. I know they're big fruit, but I was going to build anything that took to hold them up.
Okay, and so it's, you said it's about, what, 6 foot tall?
Yeah, it's at least 6 foot tall. I'm okay. 6 foot. It's taller than I am.
Okay, and you say it's in full sun, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what I'm going to tell you is that what I'd like you to do is to just keep on doing what you're doing. And sometimes trees, fruit trees especially, are putting down roots. How long has it been in the ground?
About 5 years from a...
That's what you said.
I'm saying it was probably a, whatever you call a seedling, it was grafted, you know, it was probably half, 3/4 inch, maybe an inch in diameter when I planted it.
Okay, and you said it was grafted?
I guess, I don't know, I've got, right where it's at, I had a Hamel orange tree, and Jack Frost got a few years back, and so I put, it's in the same area as that, so I had citrus trees after they all produce fruit.
Okay.
That I had out there.
All right, but you said your friend gave it to you. Was it in a nursery pot, or was it in a pot where he's grown it from seed?
No, I would say, well, it was in a, I don't know what you call it. No, I don't guess it was in a nursery pot. The man grows and sells those things. I mean, it's a friend of a friend who got it.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just say, it might not be a grafted tree. And if it's not a grafted tree, it's going to take longer to produce fruit. So I would just keep doing what you're doing and see what happens this year. And if you don't get flowers next year after fertilizing three times a year, how much are you putting down?
I'm going to say probably a third a cup or something, like maybe a quarter cup at a time, and I spread it around the drip line of the tree.
Okay, that's what it is. You need to put down pounds of fertilizer. Okay, so you want to put down 1 pound per inch, caliper inch. Okay, so so that tree's going to need 2 to 3 pounds every time you fertilize.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm not cheap on fertilizer.
No, but just follow the label of any citrus fertilizer you use, okay? It'll give you the recommendations. One half cup or quarter cup of it, and even just 1 cup is not going to be enough, all right?
All right.
Thank you so much, Jim. We figured it out. Let's go to Richard in Melbourne. Good morning, Richard. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Teresa, I have about a 10-foot tall Christmas palm at the front of my house that unfortunately about 6 years ago was planted a little too close to the house. I'd like to cut off some of the fronds that are rubbing against the house in the wind. Will I damage the plant by doing that?
You're going to stress it out a little bit. You know, the palm trees get their they go through photosynthesis and get their nutrition through their fronds. So how many fronds does it have on it altogether? Do you know?
Probably 30 or 40.
Okay. Cutting off one or two is not going to be a big deal.
What about a half a dozen?
Yeah, that's going to be a big deal. Okay, so what I want you to do, though, is make sure that you fertilize it well. Not necessarily right now, with coming into wintertime, but make sure next spring that you're fertilizing it well. And go ahead, and if you want to take them off, do you need to do it now? Can you not wait until the spring?
Oh, no, it's no problem at all. I can wait as long as I need to.
Okay, then I would do it in the springtime. And, you know, you might want to think about it. How tall is it, did you say?
10 feet.
I'd go ahead and move it.
Yikes.
If you could. But not do it now. Do it in the springtime.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you, Teresa. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, Richard. Let me go through these text messages real quickly here. Thank you so much for everybody who's text messaged me. And so Beverly in Tallahassee, thank you so much. She has a 4-year-old lime tree that has tiny bugs on the leaves, and some of the leaves have curled. Do I need something like neem oil? Yes, Beverly, you need to use a neem oil, a horticultural oil, spray the top of the leaves, bottom of the leaves, and follow the instructions, okay? And make sure that you can take that issue up. That will be good. Helen from Melbourne asks, where can I purchase daffodil bulbs for growing zone 9? I would say I would get them online through a catalog. Will be the easiest. You're going to want to look for Carlton and Ehrlicher. Okay, that's Ehrlicher, Ehrlicher, or paper whites. Those do really well on the Gulf Coast and also on the the Atlantic, and they will do real well for you. They take the Florida heat, and that's what they need. So you want to look for daffodils that take the heat, that bloom a little early when it's a little bit cooler, and that's going to ensure that you have some really nice daffodils. That's a great question. I have a healthy gardenia. However, the blossoms are not very fragrant. What might that be? It's a variety that just doesn't have a lot of fragrance. I don't know what variety it is, but I would also try and smell it at different times of the day. The fragrance may not be as noticeable during the daytime. It may be more fragrant at night, but you might just have a variety that doesn't have a lot of fragrances, just like roses. Some roses don't have a fragrance, and some are very strong.
Teresa,
yes,
has our listeners out here walking around just smelling flowers.
It's a great way to inspect your landscape. And so somebody else is calling to contradict me. I have a large oak tree, too, and underneath it, I have the best grass in my yard, too. Well, I know you guys can do it, but I really, again, it's just not recommended, and not a lot of people have success with it. And so I'm just keeping you from mowing underneath there. And, you know, there are exceptions to the rule. I will tell you that. And so thank you so much. That was James from Merritt Island. And so that's good. And so I've seen it. I've got clients that have beautiful grass. And usually what it is that the oak tree, that the grass is there sometimes before the oak tree, and or it's grown up at the same time. So you sodded your yard, you got a small oak tree, and it grows together, and they just are, it works.
They're friends.
They're friends. And so if you'd like to see some really close friends, some trees that need to get a room, you can go onto our Facebook page, Better Lawns. And Gardens, and you can caption the photograph for me. It is just in love with this palm tree. It is all over it. I have a really great question here. Hummingbird plants, what can they put as a plant in a hummingbird container? And I would say you want to do firecrackers, pentas, bee balm, cardinal flower. Cardinal flowers need some water, though, so you got to make sure that it's all the plants fit the container and the right type of watering. And salvias, buddleias, you can do mandevillas, jasmine, kufias, calibrachoas, and petunias. So we're going into the winter season, and, you know, we still have hummingbirds here. And you can put in snapdragons and also honeysuckle. Vine, you can have that as your spiller, and that will be a good thing here. So let's see. I've got that going. And then Victor McDaniel, he sent in a picture, really some grapefruit tree photos. He said, my Valencia Pride mango tree has had a hard life. About 2 years ago, it was about 8 feet tall, and the trunk branched and divided about 4 feet above the ground. So he sent pictures, and I would say you want to give that one a rest. Go ahead and leave it staked and see how it does through the wintertime, but I would suggest getting another mango tree. Lizzie, I want to thank you for a great show. I appreciate your help. We also want to thank Brooke Moffis with the Lake County Extension for coming on and giving us great landscape recovery information. I certainly appreciate her coming on every time. And then Carol Michael, go to caroljmichael.com and order the Halloween hair. And also get your copy of The Tale of the Cottontail, yes. Christmas Cottontail. I love that. Those books are great. There's not going to be a lot of children, you know, trick-or-treating down in the areas. I know they're going to do something for them. But getting them a Halloween book that they can read every year would be just a lovely way to do it. And so I appreciate that. We appreciate everybody back in the Sarasota and Lee County areas, Fort Myers and Naples areas. We know you're struggling if you're listening this morning. You know, we certainly appreciate you. We will recover. Florida is strong. I'm very proud of our state and the way it's handled it. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. Hi, Gary. Just wanted to give you a shout-out. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.